D'mai, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Zayin, Mea Tevel, Mea Chulin. If a person has 100, let's call it figs of Tevel, and 100 figs of Chulin, and they're mixed together, and they now have 200 figs that are mixed of Tevel and Chulin. So how does he fix this? And let's say we're dealing with a case like the Mefarshim explained, that he doesn't have from the outside to fix this. And he's got to fix it from within. Noitel Mea V'Echad. So he first takes out 101. Now, what are we dealing with here? So first of all, we're dealing with the case where Truma Gedola was taken out. That's what the Mefarshim explained. I'm going to explain this. I'll pee the Tiferes Yisrael. The Rav seems to be saying the same way, it seems an additional step, and I think it's just maybe a little easier to understand the way the Tiferes Yisrael explains. So Truma Gedola was taken off here, and we can't just simply take off some figs for Trumas Meiser, because it could be that the parts that we're taking off are chulin, and we're trying to be mafrish from something that's potter and maisis onto something that's chayiv. So noitel mea v'echad, so you take 101. Now what happens now is, for sure, out of the 101, one of them are certainly going to be tevel. Because even if you happen to hit the lottery and 100 of them are chulin, if you take out 101, since it was an even balance of 100 and 100, you definitely have one of these that are tevel. So then what you would do is that you would separate 10 of them, 9 and 1, and then you would say on these 101 that you've now separated with this extra one, so it's 101, you would take this portion and say 9 of them are meiser. Really, 10 of them are meiser altogether, but one of them, similar to like the previous Mishnayos, one of them is Trumas Meiser on all the Meiser that's here in this 101, and it's also going to potter any Meiser that's on the 99 that was left over. You would then take this 101, since the truth is there may be Tevel besides this Trumas Meiser, there may be other ones, other figs in this 101 that are Tevel, you then sell it to the Kohen. Now, a Kohen's allowed to buy it off you. However, since one of them is Trumas Meiser, the Kohen then gets that for free, so he doesn't have to pay for that. So what would happen is the Kohen, I guess, would pay for 100, even though you're giving him 101, because one would count towards Trumas Meiser. You don't know exactly which one, but one of them certainly is Trumas Meiser, and that potters this, and it also potters the other 99 that were sitting in the other pile. So now if we focus on the other 99, if they're Chulin, so you can eat them. And if they're Tevel, so that also, we just said that you're mafrish from the Trumas Meiser from the 101 that pottered the 99. So the only thing now that's left to do is that you have to be mafrish Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni the way we normally would on this second pile. It could be you don't even have to take off Meiser Rishon like we've said in the previous Mishnayos, according to the Rav Sheet at least. Next case. Mea Tevel Mea Meiser. Noitel Mea V'Echad. So here, when we deal with 100 of them that are Meiser, Trumas Meiser of 100 is not 1. Trumas Meiser of 100 of Tevel, right? Because Tevel is, let's say, 100, so then Meiser would be 10 out of the 100, that's 10%. And Truma is 1/10 of the Meiser. So Trumas Meiser. Trumas Meiser would be 1. That's what the normal case is. But here, if you would have 100 Meiser, that's almost as if this portion was, let's say it probably came from a barrel, if this was the only Meiser, that barrel had probably 1,000 of Tevel total, and then you were left with 100 Meiser. So this part that has 100 Meiser, the Trumas Meiser of this is going to be 10 of it is going to count towards Trumas Meiser. So now, that's how much you'd have to take. So now you have this mix of 200 total, 100 being from Meiser, so you would technically need 11 to count towards Trumas Meiser. 10 would be the Trumas Meiser on the 100 Meiser, and 1 would be the Trumas Meiser on Tevel. So same thing, Noitel Mea V'Echad, you take 101, because by taking 101, for sure one of them is going to be Tevel. That one that's going to be Tevel, you are going to call it Meiser, Trumas Meiser, and you're going to have in mind that one of these Tevel, this Trumas Meiser, is going to potter the rest of the Tevel that's in the mixtures. Now, what do you do with this 101? So you'd actually give it to the Levi. And now you're also covered. Why? Because the Trumas Meiser was taken off. That's the one. The Levi has to give 10 of these as his own Trumas Meiser on his Meiser. So it would come out that the Levi would have to give the Kohen 11 as Trumas Meiser. 1 for Trumas Meiser on the Tevel, and 10 out of the 100 for Trumas Meiser on Meiser. Because Trumas Meiser on Meiser, if the Meiser was 100, the Truma was 10. The Trumas Meiser was 10. Just like if the Meiser was 10, Trumas Meiser was 1. He'd actually sell it the same way we sold it to a Kohen. He would sell it to a Kohen besides the 11. Because that he would have to give to the Kohen for free. Because it's a Matnas Kuhuna. What about the 99 that's left over? Also not a problem. He'd have to take off Meiser Sheni, maybe Meiser Rishon, depends how you hold. They'd be mutter to eat. Why? Because, so if it's Tevel again, that's the one that potters this Tevel. And if these leftover 99 were Meiser, so that's also fine because the Levi took off Trumas Meiser. That was the 10 that he gave to the Kohen. And that would potter this too. Next case. Mea chulin misukonim, mea Meiser, noitel mea ve'eser. Here, 101 is not good enough because here it's chulin. In the other case, there was tevel. So you can assume, even if part of it was tevel, you could use tevel to potter yourself on the Trumas Meiser. And the point is that on tevel, you can create Meiser. And that Meiser that's on the tevel in the previous case, you can then use to call Trumas Meiser. That's why you were able to do it with 101 in the other case. But in this case, since it's chulin, there's nothing left to do. You can't create extra Meiser. So therefore, we had to take out another 10 to potter the Trumas Meiser on the Meiser. And in this case, obviously, you have 90 left over because you took 110. And it's the same thing. If it's chulin, then it's fine. If it's Meiser, you already took off Trumas Meiser. You're also okay. Next case. Mea tevel tishim Meiser. So what if there's 100 tevel and 90 Meiser? It's 190 total. So now this actually works out perfectly because in this case, you need to take out 10 total. Why? Because there's 90 tevel. Because there's 100 tevel. So you take out 1 for Trumas Meiser of tevel and there's 90 Meiser. So Trumas Meiser on Meiser would be another 9, right? Which is 10% of 90, 9. So that's a total of 10. Or the second case, Tishim Tevel Shmoyne Meiser. So 90 Tevel and Shmoyne Meiser. So now you would take in total 8.9 in total, because there's 170 figs here. So since there are 90 figs of Tevel, you would take 9/10 of a fig. So you'd have one fig that most of it you would take as Trumas Meiser. And then another 8 for the 80s. That's why it's 8.9. So in these cases, Loi Hifsid Klum, the Mishnah says. You did not lose out anything. Because this is the same amount that you would have given him anyway, even if it didn't get mixed up. So why does it work in this case? But in the other case, you'd have to sell it. In this case, you don't have to sell anything. Because whatever way you look at it, the same like the previous cases, you can eat everything that's left over because the Trumas Meiser on Tevel was accounted for the, whether it's the 9/10, that case, or the Trumas Meiser, the additional amount. So whatever you have in your hands that's left over, the Trumas Meiser on the Tevel and the Trumas Meiser on Meiser were both factored in, and there's nothing to be concerned about over here. Because since the whole mixture that was mixed up in this case as opposed to the previous cases, since the Tevel was more than the Meiser, that worked out in his favor, because Tevel can become Meiser. As the Mishnah ends, Zeh klal kol zman shetevel merubah lo hifsid klum. As long as the tevel's more, you're not mafsid at all, like we just said, because the tevel is more of a common denominator because it becomes meiser, and then it can fix the other meiser that's around. Masha enkein if it's the opposite. If the meiser is greater than the tevel we had earlier in the Mishnah, there you'd have to take off and sell more of it.